were on the two dots on Samach Gimel and Aleph, about seven lines down, because Kol Chos Mevrachos Mikdash, every time he ended a bracha in the Mikdash, he said a certain bracha, so he said Kol Kach Lama, the reason why you didn't do this, you had to say something different, Brachos Shein Kavod Malchus Olam in the base of Mikdash, is because they wouldn't answer Amen in the base of Mikdash. How do you know that you don't say Amen in the base of Mikdash? Get up and bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, from this world until the next. They blessed your holy name, and they exalted it in every bracha and tehillah. I would think that every single bracha has a separate praise just for that. Every single bracha you have to give him praise, right? And that's going to be what's over there, but it's not going to be an amen. Two dots. You're supposed to say hello to your friend, right? So we say, my ba'omer. What does it mean? So you say hello to your friend with Hashem's name. What does it mean, ba'omer? What do you need two psukim to tell us for? Maybe Boaz did it on his own. So maybe Boaz said shalom. You know, he used Hashem's name when saying hello to his men, right? But that was only Boaz. Nope. The Malach said it to Gidon as well. Maybe it's just Hashem that said it to Gidon. Don't be upset when your mother gets old. It's a time to do for Hashem. Sometimes you got to take away from the Torah itself, and therefore we know that it's got to be the right thing to do. This pasuk of Esau Hashem could be darshan from the beginning to the end, of the end to the beginning. From the beginning to the end, Esau Hashem Ma'itam Mishum Efer Torasecha. It's time to do for Hakadosh Baruch Hu because the Torah is being destroyed. Sefer Lamadri, you got to do it from the end to the beginning. Hey, Feru Torsecha, you destroyed the Torah. My time, I'm Mishum Yisrael Sosham, because it's a time to do for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tani Hilul Azokin Oimer, Hilul Azokin says Bishach Machnis and Pazer, right? Bishach Mafuzarim Kanes. At a time when everybody's gathering in, that's when it's time to scatter. When everybody's scattering, that's when you gather in. Bim Rizador Shatora Chaviva La Pazer. You see a generation where the Torah is chaviv to them, where it's beloved to them. You got to scatter. Shemar Yishma Pazer No Sefayid. Some people scatter, and it's even better for them. Bim Rizador Shena Torah Chaviva La. You see a generation where the Torah is not chaviv to them. Kanes. That's the time to get in. Shemar Yisrael Sosham, Feru Torsecha. There's Bar Kavara. Zulas kibbutz kanamine. If you see cheap things that you can grab from, then you should buy from a Basadolis Gavar, Tamane Gavar. If it's a place where there's no real man, you got to be the man there. Rabbi Shomina Batadis Gavar Taman Lotegavar. But that also tells you that if there is a guy there already, don't try to be the man, Pshita. No. We do need this for a case when they're both equal to one another. When they're both equal to one another, that's where we're. Then you probably should try to get up and try to do something for them. Darsh Bar Kavara says another drasha. Izui Parsha Kanan Shekul Guvei Torah Tolim Ba. Give me a pasuk, a little parsha, where all the Guvei Torah Tolim Ba, something that makes sense for everything. V'chod V'recha De'ei, here's the pasuk. Pasuk says, in all of your ways, you should know God will Yishar Chosecha, and He will straighten out all of your paths. In other words, know what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to do from you. Everyone, Marav Afilid V'Aravera, even when it comes to Averas, know what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from you at that time, and then you're going to be able to be fine in everything that you do, even when it comes to doing Avera, know what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from at that time. Darsh Baruch Hu, Lolam Yom Adam has been umnes Nikki Vakala. Try to teach your son a clean and easy trade to do. Mahi Amrachas Machta to tell me Yusa. Easy way is to do needlework, something like that, where it's an easy thing to do. When you teach a kid to do it, right, he'll be able to do something good for the rest of his life. Tanya, we learn advice about the two dots in the first wide line. Rebbe Omer Lolam Yaba Adam Reim Besol Pesach. Don't have too many friends in your Hashem. Ish Reim Li Sorwa. You have too many friends, bad things are going to happen. Tanya, we have advice. Rebbe Omer Yimana Adam Apotrovus Besol Pesach. Never appoint somebody to be in charge of your household. Had Potiphar not appointed Yosef as an apotropos in front of his house, then Ish's Potiphar never would have seduced him. Nothing bad would have happened. So that's a bad thing. Don't try to appoint somebody else inside of your house. Tanya, we have a brisa. Rabbi Omer, Laman is what parshas nazal parshas. Do I be a parshas nazal right parshas? Lo mechal kushakoru asoti bekukul yazar atzmi yain. Anybody sees a soto when she's doing something bad, should stay away from wine itself. And all these are trying to tell you, keep yourself away from bad things. Amar chizkiya b'ri Rav Harnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Chizkiya, the son of Rav Harnach, said in the name of Rav Yochanan, let me talk about parshas Soita, the parshas Trumos, and Maisros. Why do we put the parshas Soita right next to the parshas of Truma and Maisros to give Truma and Maisros? L'machol kosh yeshul Trumos and Maisros, yinotzen l'kohen. Anybody who has Trumos and Maisros and he doesn't give it to the kohen, doesn't give it to the proper person, so for nechtzel l'kohen, ide ishta, then he's going to need the kohen because his wife is going to suspect him of using the money for evil. Shavu ishta k'tosha lo yiyu, a man will all have all his kedoshim, samach le ish ish kisis te ishto, and then Soita, k'siv hevi is ish as ishto, he's got to bring him to the kohen, v'lo odos yisof nechtzel l'kohen. And in the end, you'll need it yourself. Shemar Ishas Kadoshav Lo Yiyu. You'll end up getting it for yourself. That if you don't give Trumas and Maisos, you'll become poor and you'll need stuff for yourself. Amar Nachabar Yitzchak Avinu Nasan Sof Misafser Mis Asher. And at the end, if you give it, you'll become wealthy. Shemar Ish Asher Yitzchak Lekoin Lo Yiyet Lo Yiyem Amun Harbi. You'll get a lot of money. Or Hunav Rachim Mishum Rabbi Lozar Kapar Kol Mishatish Neshmai Bitzaro Koflum Parnas Sosoi. Anybody joins in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name in his pain, he doubles up his Parnas Shemar Hayashadai Bitzarecha because it's Wafelslach. Right? Hakadosh Baruch Hu will be against your enemies and your kesef will be added on for you. So if you add a Kadosh Baruch Hu into your tzar, you ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu to help you in your tzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will double up your parnasah. Your parnasah is going to be flying like a bird. Anybody weakens himself from different, he won't have any strength to stand on a day of pain. If you weaken yourself on a day of pain, you're going to be caught like in a net. Even if it's just one mitzvah that you weaken yourself from, that could be bad for you. Rav Safra used to say, so listen to this. Hanina, the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, went out to Galus. He was still ma'aber the years and koveya the months while he was living in Chutzlar. So they said two Talmidei Chachamim after him, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur and Ben Benosher Zechariah ben Kavutal, and the grandson of the great Kohen Gadol Zechariah ben Kavutal. When he saw them, Chananya, said to them, Lama Basim, why do you guys come? I'm like, Lama Torah, we came to learn Torah. He announced about them, Anashim Lolo Gidolei adore him. These are great men. I was saying, Shim Shu Bebe Samikdosh, their fathers. They served in the Beis HaMikdash. Zechariah ben Kavutal said, many times I read in front of the Kohen Gadol in Sefer Daniel. He is Chil, who Metami Behemetarim. He started the Darshan, and he said something was Tameh, and they said it was Tar. Who also in Matir, he said it was Asr, and they said it was Mutar. These people are filled with falsehood. Shall tow him, they're garbage. You already built us up. You can't knock us down. Kvar Gedarti, you already made a fence. You can't knock us down. Why are you guys going the opposite way? Why am I saying one thing and you guys are always saying the other? They said to him, because we don't know what you're holding. You're not allowed to do that. But didn't Rabbi Akiva do the same when he was in Chutz Lartz? He was ma'abr d'shanim and kovei achadoshim. Amalo, they said to him, Hanach Rabbi Akiva. Okay, that was Rabbi Akiva. He didn't leave anybody like him in Eretz Yisrael. Amalo, said Hanani ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua. Chanina said the same. There's nobody like me in Eretz Yisrael. Amalo, Gidim sheinachtu. You're right. The goats that you left there, Nasut Yoshim, they became big rams. Bali Karnayim, they have big horns, and they sent us to you. When they told us the following, go tell him in our name, if he listens, great. And if not, he's going to be put into nidoy. He's going to be put into excommunication. And say to the brothers who are living in Gullus, if they listen to us, good. They should go to the mountain. Achya, who's one of the people there, he'll build the mizbeach. Or he'll sing on their harp. Right? And all of you will get your kapara that way. And obviously they were being sarcastic. They should all say, we have no chilek in Elokei Yisrael. They all cried, we do have a chilek in Elokei Yisrael. So why did they do that to Chanina? What did Chanina do wrong? Because it's a pasuk. From Tzion to Tzor Varsham Yerushalayim, it's got to be done in Eretz Yisrael. I understand, he said it was Tahor and they were Metame. That's Lechumra. If he said it was Tameh and they said it was Tahor, why would they do that? The other people are not able to be matar. All sarafi asked for something. Chaver roshay lahatir, not able to be matar. They thought, even though we normally wouldn't do this, but we didn't want people to follow after him. Two dots. Tan Rabbanan. Shenichsu Rapasim El Karam Biyavna Yisham Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Yosef Rechem Rabbi Lez Benosher Rabbi Yosef Agludi. So when the rabbis went to Karam Biyavna, right after the Beis Mikdash, well, around the time the Beis Mikdash was being destroyed, Rabbi Yudah was there, Rabbi Yosef was there, Rabbi Nechemi was there, Rabbi Lez, the son of Rabbi Yosef Agludi. The Paschal Kulim Bekavad Achzani Vedorshu. They all got up and talked about how great their hosts were in Yavna. Vedorshu and the Darshan the following. Paschal Rabbi Yudah Varosha Medabno Chol Makom Vechavad B'Tayro. Rabbi Yudah got up. He was the first to speak all places and covered a Torah Vedorshin and Darshan. Moshe Kachz Oven Natzol Mechuz Machne. Moshe took the Oel and he planted it outside of the camp. There's a kavachor ma Aron Hashem sholi yimrucha galoshnei masar mil. The Aron of Hashem was only 12 mil away on the Torah ve'yakom vakish Hashem yitol al moed. Anybody who wants a Kadosh Baruch Hu to go to the Ol Moed. It was only 12 mil away from the furthest person in Klai Yisrael. Tamid Chamish holchem yirli medim nidin l'mal Torah akus kam v'kama. Tamid Chamish to walk from city to city and country to country to learn Torah. How awesome is that? Those people are amazing. Right, so that's Abedi, but Hashem Moshe upon him, upon him, upon him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe face to face. I'm Rabbi Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, Moshe. And even then, Asbar upon him, Halacha. Let's talk in Halacha. Ikanami Kachom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe. Some say this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe. Chinshan Yisparti, Lacha upon him, Tachat Asbar upon him, Yisrael. Just like I give you a face. So you should do the same for Bnei Yisrael. Vachzor Olam, come and bring the oil back to his place. Shavu Machana, go back to the camp. I'm Rabbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe. Achshav Yomra, Rabbi Kas, Vatam Bikas. Now they're going to say that the rabbi is Bikas. So again, when Moshe Rabbeinu, right, he took his camp away, he took his tent away. At the time we made the Eglozov, but he took it far away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, they're going to think that the rabbi is Bekas, that's me, Talmud Bekas, you're Bekas, Yisrael Mateilim, what's going to be with Bnei Yisrael? And Matamach Zohol, and if you bring your all back, great. Mutav. Bimlav, Yoshua ben Tamid Chomishor Satech, if not, Yoshua is going to take over. Behind you to see, Shavuot Machane, you have to read, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu returned to the camp. Amrav, Pekin, Lu Yotza Dover Lovatola, but nonetheless, since he said it, it didn't go out for naught. Shamar Shor, so Yoshua Benun, Nar, Lu Yom Shetech, his servant. Yoshua Benun was a Nar, he didn't move from inside the tent. Opaz, Rabbi Yudah, Kavod HaTorah. Rabbi Yudah spoke again about Kavod HaTorah, right? And he said the following, this is his second drasha. Bidarash, Haske Sushma Yisrael, listen. And listen up in Israel. Hayom as in Israel, today you became a nation. Wait a second, was the Torah given to them then? This is in Devarim. This is on the last day of Israel. Also, Yom so far, volume Shanoi. This is at the end of the 40 years. The Torah is so beloved to those who learn it, and every single day it's like it was given in Har Sinai. The son of Rechia, the man of Kvarako, says, Teida, you should know, if a person reads Kriyashma every morning and every evening, and one evening he doesn't do it, don't you? It feels like he's never done Kriya Shema ever in his life. So therefore, it's not the greatest thing in the world. Haskes, right? What does the word Haskes mean? You should listen. Also, Kitus, Asku B'Torah. They make groups and groups and learn Torah, Levisha, Inna Torah, Niknas, Levahur, because Torah can only be acquired by getting a Chabura. A sword to those who learn by themselves and they become foolish. A sword goes to the enemies of Tamei Chachamim that sit by themselves. They also go to and they learn Torah. Not only that, but they become dumb. It says they become foolish. The little shechaitim, they even sin. Some say it's from over here. Noalu, sorry, Tzohan. The officers of Tzohan became foolish. Cut yourselves down on Divrei Torah. How do we know the Divrei Torah only miskayim by somebody who kills himself over it? This is the Torah, a person that dies in the tent. That shows that a person can only really learn Torah if he's willing to die over it. First, you got to stop and listen. Then afterward, you can cut down. First, a person has to learn how to learn Torah. And then afterward, he can speak and learning. From the juice of milk, you can take out butter. And from anger comes out blood. And from many fights, much anger, there's a lot of fights. Where you're going to find the butter of Torah? A person who's willing to throw out the milk that he hears from his mother. In other words, a person who's able to take what he learned originally and learn on top of that and say, no, that's not it, and try to learn even more, that person is going to find it into butter. He's going to turn Torah into something even better. Any Talmud who is Rebbe gets angry at him one time and he's quiet, he'll be zeichet to understand the difference between Dam Tami and Dam Torah. If his Rebbe gets angry at him, if he gets angry at him one or two times and he's quiet, that's great. You'll be able to differentiate between Dinim Mamadis and Dinim Nefashos. It's okay for your Rebbe to get angry. It's okay to be able to take that, because your Rebbe is trying to teach you how to accept everything in Torah. Dinam Rebbe Shmuel Omer, somebody who wants to become wise should deal with Dinim Mamadis. There's nothing that deals with so many different halachos than that. It's like a spring that comes forth. If you become a novel, right? That's when you lift yourself up. And if you want to be silly, then you put your hand to the mouth. Anybody who's manavel himself a different Torah and makes himself a manuvel. So in the end, he becomes great. But if he becomes muted, muzzled, just put your hand to your mouth. It's like you don't have anything at all. Two dots. Rabbi Nechami got up and darshan about his kavod chasani, and he darshan the following. Right? The shul said to the Keni, the people that were from Yisro's children, get out from amongst them. Maybe I'm going to kill you along with them. You did a chesed with the Bnei Yisrael. I'm going to fight against the Amalek. I want you guys to leave, he told the Keni. These are all the kavod chomer. My Yisro shall cover his Moshe. Yisro only got close to Moshe Rabbeinu for his own kavod kach. Look what happened to the children. We sent them away so they wouldn't kill them. Somebody has as a guest, and he feeds him and gives him to drink and he gives him a hanal from his property. Even more so, they'll be awesome. Possible Rabbi Yosef covered chasani v'darsh. Rabbi Yosef get up and darshan about covered chasani, and he darshan the family to say, "Adomi ki achichu, don't despise an Adomi. He is your brother. Lo zev mitri ki arizo arato. Don't despise a mitri, an Egyptian, because he's a gear in your land." They only came close to Bnei Yisrael for their own needs. If you know that they're on Shechayel, there's something sorry, Miknal Asherli. You should make them sorry. Miknal Shirli, that's what Paro told Yosef. It's talking about the brothers. Kach, and look what happened. Right? All of a sudden, there's some great things. Even more so, right, if you have such a thing. So we say that because of this, we can't despise a mitzvah because it's a ger in our tzoy, even though he did it only for himself. If you're you give him everything, look how great that's going to be. So Rabbi Yossi showed them how, if you do this, look what's going to happen, he told the people of Yavne. The son of Rabbi Yosef Galil, he darshan about Kavod Achzanya. How great it is that the people of Yavin were accepting these Tomei Chamei Darsh by Yivorech Hashem as Ovid Edom. Hashem blessed Ovid Edom before Aron El Kim because of Aron El Kim. Look at this Kavod Chomer. Ma Aron Shalach V'Shalsa L'Kivitz Ribitz L'Vin Av Kach. And Aron does not have any food or drink. All you have to do is sweep in front of it and put water in front of it. And look at the reward he got. So somebody allows the Tamachal to be in his house. He gives him to eat and drink and gives him enough from his property. Even more so, right? That's the amazing thing. What bracha did Ovid Edom get? Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvida says Zuchamois, that he got he and his Zuchamois v'ches kaloseha. He and his wife Chamos and his 8 daughter-in-law. Each one of those 9 people had 6 children in one womb. Shemar Pa'alti Yashmini. I was able to do 8. Ksidki Baruch Elohim. They were blessed by God. On top of Samach Dalav Kol Ibnei La Ovid Evadom. Hemo Bnei Machayim. They and their children and their brothers. Ish Chel Bekoach La Avoda Shishim Ushnaim La Ovid Evadom. There were 62 of them altogether. If we count altogether, 8 times 6, 9 times 6 altogether, that's 54. Right, plus the actual 6 that they had before, the 8 of the daughter-in-law. So there were 8 sons. So there were 64 plus 8 altogether. That should be 62, and that's why there were 62 kids to Ovid Edom altogether. 8 children, right? 8 sons, and then 6 times 9 from his wife. Another 6 children were born, and then the 8 kalos. So that's right, 54 plus 8 at 62. So amazing, amazing line of what Ovid Edom got. And this tells us that each one of these rabbis, the way they were darshaning, they were trying to say, thank you for letting us come to Yavne. Thank you for doing it, because the people of Yavne had to pay for them for quite a bit until they were ready to, you know, be there. That was the bracha that they got. Amazing. We're on Samach Dalal and Aleph.